Welcome to Shomar Shavan and Daf. Shir is sponsored Louis Nishmas, Aaron Biyako Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a Shkolim Daf Tetzai. The Gemara on Amud Beis, the second part of the Daf, the Gemara brings the whole discussion of how the Luchos were written. And there's basically four opinions. If every Luach had only five Dibris, if every Luach had 10 Dibris, if they had 20, and one opinion holds that each luach contained in it 40 dibros. And the Gedolei Mefarshim discuss in length how exactly the 40 dibros were written. The Ein Yaakov explains one way, the Kosef in the Ein Yaakov explains another way, the Ritbaz has a long tshuva on it, so does the Mabit and the Mari Apanim, several different ways to understand how exactly was the shape of the luchos that had 40 dibros on it. But almost all the Mefarshim agree in one thing, that all Aseres HaDibros were written in each Luach. They may be written only once, maybe twice, maybe four times. But every one of the Aseres HaDibros was written in each one of the two Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from the mountain. And this raises the question, why do you need two Luchos? If you go based on the simple understanding that each Luach had five Dibros, so maybe this gives a little more of an understanding that each Luach contains half of the Dibros. So you need two Luchos to contain all the Dibros. But if, anyway, each Luach had all the Dibros, so why do you need to have two Luchos? Why can't you have only one Luach? And here the Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael gives us a big insight to understand what are the Luchos. The Luchos is not only two tablets that, so to speak, because of lack of room, we need to write the Aseres HaDibros at two parts. But the two Luchos represent the two parts of the Torah. The Torah has two parts to it. The giver of Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Am Yisrael, who are the receiver of Torah. And the Luchos represents that we have both. That's the duality of the Luchos. The giver of Torah and the receiver of Torah. This is very much in Yonah D'Yoyma. Because as we know, as brought down in many Sfarim, the Balatanya is Ma'arichanit. The whole days of the 49 building to Shavuos is for Am Yisrael to build themselves to get to a state that they're able to get the Torah. Why does Am Yisrael build themselves to get the Torah? Because when you give the Torah, when Torah comes down to the world, it's not just given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, but there's a marriage over here. There's an issuing. There is over here a covenant that's coming between two, so to speak, equals. The giver of the Torah and the receiver of the Torah. To be, so to speak, the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you must build yourself up. That's what we're doing in Sfira Sayim. But once we get there, then you have the full marriage. You have here the connection of Hashem and Am Yisrael. That's why there's two luchos. One luch representing Hashem, one luch representing Am Yisrael. My Rebbe Ramesh Shapir Zitzal always used to say, that's what we're saying in the end of Leila Seder. We have this piyut that says, Echad mi yodea, shnayim mi yodea, shalosh mi yodea. Echad mi yodea, what's the one in the world? There's no question about it. Echad elokeinu b'shamayim v'aretz. Let's skip the two, you go to number three. The three of the three others, we spoke here many times. Three others represents three corners. Each one is one aspect. What is the two? Shnei luchos abris. The luchos are two. It's not a coincidence that they're two. But that's their main purpose to be two. They represent what the real two in the world are. What is the ultimate two in the world? Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The giver and the receiver. Hashem and a human being. This is a duality that the Luchos represent. So with this we understand why the general rule, the way we look, when we speak about the Luchos, is the first opinion that you have five Dibros in the right, five Dibros in the left. What are the five Dibros in the right? It's all ben Adam Lamakom, the mitzvahs that we relate to Hashem. What is the five Dibros in the left? The mitzvahs ben Adam Lechaveroi, how we relate to a person in Am Yisrael, to the receiver of Torah. This is the main idea of the two luchos, the luach of the giver of Torah and the luach of the receiver of Torah. Many of the Mefarshim point out that really there's no machloikas between the four opinions in our Gemara. It's just different aspects of the luchos. And based on what we learned today, it makes sense. Even a Kurt Mandama that says 40 and 40, he does agree there's one luach which represents the giver of Torah. There's another luach represents the receiver of Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.